Hinso sprang forward and kicked Scott.
Our leader is Warlord of Green Isle now, and ye will address him so.
Pitu smiled thinly, enjoying his triumph.
That is, unless Rigu Felis still lives. Is he dead, Scott? Did you see him die? How did it happen?
Still with the blade threatening his throat, Scott answered,
Lord, I was not there to see it, but some of these gods say that Rigu Felis was slain by an otter maid with a sling down on a pier.
Pitu shook his head in mock pity.
The great wildcat ruler killed by an otter maid. How sad. But you ran off and left him to his fate. What sort of a wheelmark would you call yourself now, Scott?
Trying to bend his neck back from the pressure of the heavy blade, Scott managed to gasp.
I am what you say I am, Lord.
Pitu withdrew the blade, suddenly kicking Scott flat. He grabbed the long whip, which had once been the wheelmark's favourite weapon, and began beating his helpless victim with it, yelling at him.
You are no wheelmark at all. From now on you will be my lackey, fetching, carrying, and licking the dust from my paws.
Breathing heavily, the young warlord turned upon the bunch of cat guards who had followed Scott.
And you, who do you serve now? A dead wild cat or me?
The subdued guards were only too ready to go over to Pitu. They bowed before him as he tossed the whip to Hinso.
Give them back their weapons and let them join my guards.
When this was done, he addressed his reinforced ranks.
The otters will come this way. They have a secret hideout somewhere around, but they have to pass here to get to it. I can see by the signs that they have passed here more than once. I can defeat them. Now you will see how a real warlord makes his plans, not some half-faced old fool who is served by idiots like Scott. I hold the high ground. The way forward is barricaded. To one side I have Deeplock. In front of me is a high hillside my enemies would have to scale to reach us. They have to get past me to reach their families, but they will die on the slopes below me. Then I will seek out those families and have slaves to build me a fortress of stone that will not burn up here on the heights.